Well, hello. Dr. Neil here to ask you a question. How far can you see? Well, now, if you're calling from a land phone in a house or a motel or a restaurant, you can't see very far. If you're on your cell phone, you can see a little further, and if you look to the left or to the right, the question is just how far can you see? Well, I originally typed these words high in the mountains. I was perhaps 40 miles from the nearest town or city, and after a while, it started getting really dark. I was able to see the stars. I mean, I could really be able to see the stars. Why? Because of the lack of lights from a town or a city. You know, being free from the lights of all kinds, I can see the vastness of God's sky and the stars. And, you know, you probably also have, on occasions, seen this vastness. I'll use the word unhindered. It makes me think of David. He looked up to God's heaven once he was taking care of the sheep, and he was left with a great sense of wonder. He could really see far. You know, some may think they can see a long way in the daylight, but that's not true. At midnight, you can see the stars. Wow, at midnight. And that leads me to say that it would be short-sighted to live always in the light. Are you following me? When darkness covers us, and I speak of situations now, we think that that's really bad and perhaps harmful. Well, really not so. It actually helps us to see. Oftentimes, God allows darkness to be ours even in the middle of the day. You know, it's during these times that we look at it from a different perspective. Ask God to give you eyes to behold and faith to believe, and may you be given insight, like in Proverbs 3:5, following it says, "Trust in the Lord." You can put your name there, "with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths." And my prayer for you, my friend, is, Lord, if this one is indeed going through a dark night, help him to know that in the darkness you are. And may such a trust in your word help them to see, even though it's dark. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm glad you called. Following the signal, you can talk to me if you want to, and as long as you want to. In the meantime, God bless you, and I thank you for calling. Goodbye.